Where do things stand with Alex Burmistrov for tonight?
Well, game time. Make a decision on him tonight.
If you have to use Patrice, what have you been hearing in terms of reports on how he's played this year?
Same way. He's been a real consistent player. You know, he's real strong on the draws. He plays all the roles down there. Power play, penalty kill, against big minutes, and real strong on the faceoff.
Do you have a further update on your three other injured forwards?
Not really. They're getting a little bit better, but not enough to put them in the lineup.
Okay. I know you've talked a lot about Nashville the last 3 days. How has the addition of Johansson changed their offensive attack?
Well, just a purely skilled player that goes into your lineup. A guy like that makes three or four plays a game. You saw it on their comeback, you know, just finishes on one. Makes you probably focus a little bit harder on that matchup, especially with your back end. You've got to make a decision on who you want out against them and work pretty hard to get that.
Just away from the game for a second. When you see an incident like the McGrattan one, what do you see in the future for the role of fighting in hockey, if you don't mind?
I just don't know the answer to that question. I mean, that's the honest part of it. I guess I don't imagine, I can't seem to imagine that you'll ever get a hockey season without a fight. Like, just full contact, high energy, high emotion game, regardless of whatever rules change to discourage it, it's still there. It's still going to be there. We're seeing a lessening of it. Whether it's fights, hits, slap shots from the point, I've always been amazed at the player's ability to stay healthy. Shocked on every hit that and every shot from the point that's head high that somebody's not getting clipped. All of these big men that do get into the fights are capable of landing a punch that can stop a guy. But I don't know where it goes. I think it just continues on until it's completely spontaneous, and there will always be a place for a physical, hard-hitting, hard-grinding player in the game. And I probably, until that player starts at 5 years old with the idea that there'll never be a fight in his career, I think that it's going to be in the game, you know. And until it's completely out and it's a total aberration, I think our game demands some size and some bite and some grit with a 30-team league. It's going to be there.
Do you see a significant change in the penalties, though, for it?
I just don't know. I mean, I don't find the game to be a fight for first concept game. I mean, 20 years ago, you could almost set your watch by it. Certain events that would happen on the ice, you knew a fight was coming. Now I don't feel that from the bench. So it has changed greatly. I don't think that there's a lot of talk about the code. I don't think it's nearly as enforced or easily read as it used to be. A goaltender would put his hand on the puck on a whistle and there'd be a stick into the glove, and that was a 5-on-5, and everybody on the ice knew it. The guy who did that knew what he was starting. Now, you know, I mean, we've got cameras making sure the goalies aren't interfered with on everything, so there's just less of those kind of events. Because it doesn't happen as frequently, it's a harder thing to read. I think my first answer was best. You can just edit the rest of that right out, because I don't know where it's going.
All right, since you seem to be in the mood for off topic today,
I just thought you gave it away.
Yesterday, I saw a clip with John Cooper was asked about the 3-on-3, and his opinion was it's pretty exciting and it's good for the game and all, but the coaches have gotten a hold of it now, and it's already changed. Your view on that?
We haven't been in a whole lot of them, but when you look at the bulk of them around the league, it was all offense all the time, and then you saw some teams that weren't having a lot of success in their 3-on-3, so it was two defenders going out, or even, you know, a forward or two forwards whose job in a 5-on-5 game is to make sure that the other team doesn't score, just a good face-off man. I think there are definitely themes going into in terms of puck control, for sure. Players taking it outside the blue line in the offensive zone. Not taking shots from the outside of it, but Blake did in here, you know, the other night. He picked a spot from the outside and took that shot. So, yeah, it's changed a little bit. we just haven't been in enough of them for me to say it firsthand. But yeah, there's, I think the players make the adjustment before the coaches do. And that is true on just about every rule change, anything that happens. If there's a hole, the players find it. If there's a weakness, if there's a way to get a call, I mean, just here, I guess I am in the mood for off topic. Like, look at diving in the game. And there's a couple of guys in here that played. Like, you never ever talked about it before, really, before 2006 for me. I don't think because, like, nobody would do it to their own teammates. It would be embarrassing. It would have been just considered a horrible thing to do. And then in 06, they really clamped down on everything, right? You couldn't interfere at the blue line. That was the big one. And if a guy got a glove on you, the players figured it out. I'm getting the call if I go down, and then boom. I mean, and now we're trying to get it back out. But we'd like to get all that diving out without going back to all the interference coming back in the game. The players will always make adjustments faster than coaches will.